就是圣灵在我们重生时候住在我们里面。
Second, we live or we abide in Christ through our communion with Him.
然后第二个就经由我们跟圣灵的相交，我们就住在基督里。
And third, He abides in our heart, or He's formed in our heart, or He works supernaturally back in us.
然后之后就是说呢，他就是住在我们的里面，也就是说他在我们里面做开始做一个那个神迹奇事的工作，在我们当中跟我们交通。
And so this.And verse 4, when Jesus says, Abide in me and I will abide in you.
所以第约翰福音十五章第四节说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
This is step 2 and 3, be after being born again.
这是讲到你重生以后之后的那个第二跟第三步。
I am not content with the Spirit living in my spirit being born again. I want more than that.
就是当我重生时候圣灵住在我里面，对于这点我还不满足，我渴望更多。
I want the Holy Spirit who lives in my spirit to touch my mind and my emotions in a dynamic way.
我渴望圣灵能够这样强有力、很活泼的来触摸我的心思、我的感情。
Jesus said, "As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me."
耶稣这边说到说，枝子自己不能够结果子，就像你如果离开我，你也同样不能做什么。
Then in verse 5, he says, "If you do abide in me, you will bear much fruit."
那第五节就说，但是如果你真的住在我的里面，你就会多结果子。
So he makes two very powerful statements, two sides of one coin.
所以他这边好像讲了一体的两面，一个非常重要的一句话。
He said that he wants us to believe this. And this takes faith.
就这个需要靠信心，他渴望我们来相信这一点。
He said that if you will abide in me, if you will live a life of fellowship with the Holy Spirit,
耶稣说到说，你如果住在我里面，你如果一直跟圣灵相交，
He says you will bear much fruit.
他说你就会多结果子。
So the Holy Spirit wants us to believe that we really will bear fruit if we do this.
所以圣灵要我们清楚地相信说，我们真的如果去这样做，我们一定会结果子。
Now fruit in the New Testament.
所以当我们新约讲到这个果子
is talking first about a vibrant heart in righteousness.
首先讲的就是说我们在公义的里面我们有一个非常活泼的一颗心。
And secondly, it's talking about the fruit of ministry in the lives of others.
然后才是讲到说我们在服侍别人时候我们所服侍所带下的果子。
Like the New Testament talks about leading a new convert to the Lord is bearing fruit.
就像我们新约讲到说你带人信主就是结果子。
So our fruit...is in leading someone to the Lord.
所以的确说当我们带领人信主说这是一个结果子。
It is in ministry impact, this is true.
那这也是说你好像才在你服事里面产生了一个果效。
But you can lead someone to the Lord without abiding in Christ.
但是你也可以带一个人信主你却没有住在基督里。
I have heard several stories through the years.
那这么多年来我听过许多这样的一个故事。
Of the man at the bar,